If you recall, Pete the Barn Cat had composed a silly little poem. Do I dare repeat it? I guess it wouldn't hurt. We tingle as we mingle, but I don't care, 'cause Wonder Dog Hanky lost his underwear. See, I told you it was silly, but Drover burst out with a giggle. Tee hee hee, oh, that's a good one, Pete. I marched over to the cat and gave him a snarl. Okay, kitty, this has gone far enough. At this point, I have two words for you.
Happy birthday?
No.
Merry Christmas?
No.
Great poem?
No. My two words to you are, shove off, get lost, and beat it. The cat fluttered his eyelids.
But Hanky, that's seven words. Maybe you miscounted.
Oh yeah? Then let me explain. I stuck my nose in his face and said, That got him. You should have seen the little pest. My air horn's bark blasted his ears off and sent him rolling backwards, hissing and spitting. I love doing that. See, you have to be firm with these cats. When they start mouthing off, you don't argue with them or try to be reasonable. You give them air horns right in the face. That will settle most arguments with a cat. And it's great fun, too. Well, that took care of my business with the cat, so I marched back to my assistant. Okay, where were we?
Well, let me see. I think you were talking about poetry.
Ah, yes, poetry. I began pacing back and forth in front of him. It's a very important subject, Drover, because we dogs take pride in our ability to compose verses. Cats try to cobble up a poem every now and then, but the result is always embarrassing.
I thought it was pretty good.
They have no talent for language.
I like the part about your underwear.
They have no sense of meter or rhyme.
I thought it was funny as heck.
I stopped pacing. What? Drover glanced around.
I didn't say anything.
I thought I heard a voice.
I'll be darned. It wasn't me.
I looked up into a tree nearby. It must have been a bird. I resumed pacing. Dogs, on the other hand, seem to have a natural skill for composing delightful poems. And to demonstrate this, you give me a word and I'll make up a poem about it.
Any word?
Any word at all. Give me your best shot.
Well, let's see. Bulldozer.
I pitched that one back and forth in my mind. Tell you what, let's try another one.
Pork rinds.
That's two words, Drover. Try to play by the rules.
Sorry. Leprosy.
I stopped in my tracks. Leprosy? Who can make a rhyme with leprosy?
Well, it's a word.
It's not a word, it's a disease. Diseases don't count in this contest. Give me a normal, healthy American word. He frowned.
Darn. Okay, here's one. Chrysanthemum.
That's not an American word, it's Chinese. He gave me a devilish grin.
Yeah, and I bet you can't write a poem about it.
I marched a few steps away and gazed off into the distance. Drover had challenged my gifts as a poet. Was I dog enough to accept the challenge, or would I wilt under the terrible stress of composing verses about chrysanthemums? This would likely be the most difficult poetic venture I had ever attempted, and the odds against success were astrometrical. But my pride and reputation were at stake. I strode back to him and prepared to wipe that little smirk off his mouth. All right, son, I accept your challenge. He was stunned. I mean, when his eyes came up, they looked like two big moons with a fly in the center of each.
No fooling? You're gonna do a poem about chrysanthemums?
Not just a poem, Drover. I'm going to raise the bar and make it even more difficult.
I'm going to compose an entire song about chrysanthemums. It's never been done before. Nobody has even dared to attempt it.
Oh my gosh!
And with Drover watching in stunned silence, I wrote, composed, arranged, and performed this song. Surely one of the most spectacular of my entire career.